Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this podcast titled Quadrants of Life. The definition of health is a spectrum through a complex process. A person makes a conscious and informed choice to achieve physical, emotional, spiritual, social, and intellectual integrity. In today's episode, we shall be talking mind wellness. Happiness is still an unexplored area of neuroscience. Sounds like a hidden mystery. However, if you follow positive psychology's advice that the question is not whether you are happy, but what you can do, the pursuit of happiness becomes a reality. According to advanced research in neuroscience, it is possible. Mind and body are actually one system. We are learning more about the impact of mental health on physical health. Over 50% of deaths in the United States can be attributed to behavioral and social factors. In addition, recent studies have shown that stress affecting the brain can affect the body at the cellular and molecular level and affect health and well-being. However, research shows that maintaining a positive state of mind can help you cope with these stressors, better fight disease, and ultimately delay death. What do you think about advanced scientific intelligence? Mind, our knowledge of the frontal lobe, comes from the physical brain. So to clear your mind, you must first start by understanding and training your brain. A very important fact to be grateful for is that each brain is unique in that it reflects our unique life experiences. Scientists have shown that even the adult brain has an amazing ability to constantly generate new neurons and rebuild itself. That is why each of us has our own ambitions, our emotional impulses, our abilities, and we are always on the move. A powerful reminder that you can be happy means that you are the only one who can take action and be grateful for what works for you. And you means the heart that comes from it. Your own one-of-a-kind, ever-evolving brain. Only you can put it into practice. Anyone can become a sculptor who carves their own thoughts if they put their mind to it. Each of us has great potential. But like Michelangelo, suddenly it encourages happier focus, purpose, and concrete experiences. In each moment you decide what to focus on. By focusing on the negative, you train your brain to focus on the negative. Watching TV for 5 hours can train your brain to be a passive viewer. Mindfulness is both external and internal. You can focus on the significant emotions or ignore them. We are often not aware of the choices we are actually making and what they mean. So exercises like mindfulness meditation can help. The frontal lobe helps us understand and organize our environment, define goals and methods to achieve our goals and execute those methods well. Being happy is as noble a goal as working out, pursuing a career, or trying to get in shape and lose weight. Our brain is made up of billions of neurons, and each neuron is connected to thousands of additional neurons. Everything you do in life activates certain configurations of neurons. Imagine a million neurons firing simultaneously. Order your next coffee. Now, the more coffee you order, the more these neurons fire together and connect with each other, which automatically generates actions. For example, try the following experiment. Hurry. Say out loud the color you see in each word in any picture. Don't just read the words. It's hard. It is because for many years you train your brain to read words. You can also train your brain to speak colors with focus, purpose, and practice. It is very important. When we apply it to everything we do in life, we train the mind. How would you like to train your mind further? Satisfaction is subjective. No scientist should be looking at you, reading cars, or measuring your happiness. But there are educational tools for assessment and satisfaction. For example, tension and anxiety are major obstacles to happiness. Being constantly grateful for the good in life and creating positive emotions is your main ally. Fascinating research shows how emotional self-regulation occurs, allowing all of us to identify when those states arise and step in and affect our responses as we wish. Some of the smartest applications include biofeedback planning, meditation, and cognitive therapy. Let's take an extreme example. If you have an irrational fear of making mistakes, we can all agree that suddenly facing a mistake is not the happiest moment of your life. Scientists have observed that the fear of watching a film with insects is associated with significant activation of certain areas of the brain. After decomposition, it causes certain reactions in the body. However, viewing the same error film after retraining did not activate these areas. These people were able to train the mind and reduce the brain's responses that normally trigger the automatic stress response. The question is not whether you are happy, but what you can do to be happy. and anyone can be a brain sculptor if they want to. Basically, you can sculpt your mind to be happy. How are you spending your time? It's fascinating to think that we waste time and energy climbing stairs. Luckily, there's a technique I've used over the years to quickly figure out what to do. The push doesn't always matter. Part 1, the stressful and important things in your life, like vacancies and deadline crisis. We're all dealing in zone 1, but if you're feeling tired, you probably live here. Part 2, full of stress-free essentials, from quality time with loved ones to regular exercise. They may not give you the same sense of urgency as a deadline, but they are the cornerstones of a quality life. The more time you spend in Part 2, planning, building strength, organizing, the less time you spend in Part 1 and the more effective you will be. Part 3, where are the stressful but important things? Around 11 o'clock calls, meetings, appointments that seem stressful but not really important fall into Section 3. Part 4, trivial matters are unimportant and unimportant matters. Being a vegetarian in front of the TV, not studying and doing nothing is Zone 4 activity. Obviously, we should spend most of our time in Areas 1 and 2. Spending too much time on Parts 3 and 4 will consume your time, stress you out, and reduce your ability to do the actual activities of Parts 1 and 3. In which area do you think you spend the most time today? Hope you learned a lot. See you again.